The following message, Mission Report on Korea, was delivered on Sunday evening, May 21, 2017, to Emmanuel Reformed Baptist Church of SeaTac, Washington, by Ho-Joon Jang of Trinity Baptist Church, Montville, New Jersey.
It's a great honor and delight being here and this much unqualified welcome. And I really appreciate this Lord's Day gathering with you. Thank you for coming and visiting for this report. I really be honored being here. You're being here in this way. I hope God would work in this time to glorify His name in our hearts and minds, and also encourage you not only to pray for me, but also for you to make every endeavor in your own place to spread the gospel truth, either verbally or even without word, your demeanor. And I'm going to give presentation around 45 minutes range, and then like 10 or 15 minutes, I would like to have some questions if you have. Then I will gladly answer you. And that's my tentative plan. Lord willing, this coming August 1st, my family will leave to South Korea with one of my elder, Pastor Smith. So before that, I'm doing this visiting schedule, sister churches. This is Korea, as you see to your left, the circle, the Korean Peninsula. Nowadays, you may see quite often in the news for some tension escalated. That's that. And nowadays, in summer, because you have daylight savings, 13 hours time gap, 13 hours ahead from here than here, South Korea. But in winter, it's 14 hours gap. So keep that in your mind when you try to call me in Korea. You don't have to unnecessarily wake me up in the middle of the night so that we can talk pleasantly. And these stars are the places, location our missionaries are working. So, Lord willing, there will be another star on the peninsula. This is a surrounding country. The Korean Peninsula is surrounded by the superpowers. To the west is China. Nowadays, shows lots of military muscles, and Russia over the tip of the peninsula, and Japan to east, and all the way across the Pacific Ocean, America. So, Korea has been surrounded by superpowers. Because of that, lots of difficulties and trials in history. People have, obviously, everything is in God's hands, and through that trials and difficulties, God also raised His peoples and men's and even churches amazing way, so you may hear a little bit later. In terms of relationship with Japan, it's very uncomfortable, even though it's a closest neighbor, but emotionally and psychologically, historically, it's very, very far because of a Japanese government still deny acknowledging what they did in the time of their imperialism. They still show no regret or apologies as a government, as opposed to a German government. So that caused great uncomfortable emotions, because still many people are alive who had that bad memory from their relatives and or their neighbors. Korea is technically still at war. 1953, Korean War ended not by peace treaty, but by truth. So technically, still at war. And this is the only case on Earth, so it caused lots of unusual situation on the peninsula as time goes. Still, as you hear lots from the media, there's also directly result from this reality. This is Korean peninsula around the and also around surrounding area from satellite. There's a picture in the night, so you may see this is the South Korea, the North Korea, and bright light. This is the Seoul capital, and this is second biggest city. And on the to your left corner, that is the Gobi Desert. But as you see, the as dark as the desert, correct? You may be surprised how many people are living in North Korea. It's 25 million. But obviously desert is desert. But as dark as Gobi Desert, it means extreme poverty as well as spiritual darkness. And think about that in winter. It's, North Korea is a way colder area, extremely cold, but not many resources, even electricity, even clothes, and even house hardly be insulated, and work hard and malnutritious. It's extremely brutal situation. We really think of that and need to pray for them, because media only focus on some countries for gathering watchers' interest. So it's way it's hardly expect we could have proper information from the place. We really need to pay attention. I don't mean that those areas are not in need of, but it's unjustly neglected area. That's why, yeah, I'm talking in this way. And this collage of picture is South Korea. It's totally different situation. It shows very westernized and developed. As big as the size of Korean Peninsula, particularly South Korea, is, as you see, the blue silhouette is overlapped the size of British Isle, and as big as state of Indiana, the size-wise, but population-wise, 10 times denser population, Korean Peninsula. So 50 million population in Korea. The capital city is Seoul, and language is Korean, a verbal and written language, and has four clear seasons, like, not like here, but like in New Jersey. It's a four clear season, heavy wind, heavy snow in winter, and spring and autumn is beautiful, and summer is, it's very hot and sticky because of the 1 month of rainy season of July. And then hot summer, so it's very uncomfortable. But other than that, it's very similar as I am living now in New Jersey. Korea has its own language, thankfully. The King Sejong, named Sejong in Joseon Dynasty, 1400, this king developed this letter system according to the shape of mouth when they speak verbally. That is tremendous blessing. I praise God for this work of providence, because this language is very easy to learn for any Korean, as well as you. If you have enough interest, it's way easier than Chinese, because Chinese has lots of thousands of letters, has its own meaning. But Korean language has only 24 alphabet, consonant and vowel, like English, and combine into a syllable, and express, and is every so easily you can learn. And because of this feature, when the Christianity arrived the Korean Peninsula, many people in low strata who were converted but being unable to read the Bible, they started by themselves and even ask to teach them to pastors and missionaries, and within a week they can learn and they can read. Because of this feature, at the outset of Christianity on the peninsula, it was really biblical Christianity based on the Bible. So I cannot but thankful to God for his wonderful providence, even several hundreds, even before he worked in this way. Korea is the world fastest growing economy still, and GDP rank is number 8, but now it's a little bit lower, like number 12. I researched it. And still world largest, 8th largest exporter, but rapid urbanization, also very secular and materialistic and atheistic. But think about that, this picture. It's the same location, took a picture within 40 years range. So to your left, 1960s, to your right is in 2000s. It's a sea change. I want you to think how people's mindset and worldview has been affected by this rapid urbanization and growth economically. It's not all a good thing. There are so many bad effects, particularly to the domestic living and Christianity. Korea has a long history. Scholars they think BC 2333 first as a country started, but I would like to more focus on the more modern history from Japanese rule to the modern day contemporary history, particularly focus on the Korean War and also ongoing situation of South Korea. Korean War is one of the important historic events. It changed a lot and formed people's mindset. Even still, people are suffering from the result of this tragic war. North Korea waged a surprise attack 1950, June 25th. It was Sunday, early morning, 4 o'clock, taking advantage of most officers and soldiers were off because of the weekend. They made a surprise attack. So within a week range, they pushed it all the way down to the southern tip of the peninsula to your left, the yellow part. That was the only left within a week. So almost the whole peninsula was just swallowed by the communist regime. But by God's providence, the Allies responded very swiftly with America in the center of the Allies and so many other countries. It's an unusually swift response. So to your left, we call that the Western Sea. There, through this shore, the General MacArthur waged a landing campaign with Allies, because this area was the least likely expected for that kind of campaign, because so much ties gap is so high. So they focus on this area. It's a deep water, so they just focus all military power over there. In the meantime, General MacArthur and other allies sweep through this waste of this peninsula, and on both sides they push forward on both sides. So the half of them just push down to let them surrender, and they push upward to all the way to the border of between China and North Korea. It was 1950. They all the way up to the border, they pushed up, but the Chinese communist regime sent the soldiers of 1 million to help North Korea, because it was just established as a communist regime in the mainland China by Mao Zedong, and he hate to have a democratic influence next to them. So also they regard the North Korea as their brother. So they push the push down like a tsunami, the Allies, 1 million. On top of that, it was brutally cold weather. from winter December through January, February. Most of the allies were from the very warm country, like a tropical area, Australia, Philippines, and also Texas, and other area. They hardly bear the cold weather. On top of all those powers, military powers, so they cannot but be retreat. So eventually they push it all the way back to the middle of the peninsula and tip of tat situation going for 1 year, and then eventually it established its border in this way. But this was brutal war, because 3 years range, 2 million people died, including civilians. So that much it was brutal war. You may see the pink line. We call that the militarized zone. So on both sides, 2 kilometers each side, no military and civilian activity is allowed. So when you visit Korea, I recommend you to visit this area. You may not only see, but feel the tension. Even though so quiet, it's so peaceful, but somehow very extremely weird peace there is lingering in the air. So there is a spot you could easily watch the North Korean soldiers and civilians, how they move and leave. So I recommend once you have plan or opportunity to visit this area. This picture shows the tragic result of that division. These two elderly men are brothers who were separated because of the war. And then they reunited after 5 decades after, for the reunion events between North and South Korean governments. They tried to show peaceful gesture, so make this event held, so that they pick the families to join, and then let them stay together in hotel, 3, 4, 5 days. And they just broadcasting company just swarmed around them, and so many moving scene they just broadcast. But after that event finished, this kind of tragic sadness again ties back, because they don't know yet whether they could see them again before they die, because they are old enough. But I couldn't imagine, even if I am in this situation with my brother. But directly and indirectly, 10 million people on the peninsula are under this influence from their direct family or relatives. Korean society is a very pluralistic society in terms of its religions. So many religions coexist peacefully, different from other country situation like Middle East or China. I'm thankful for this situation, so we can preach the gospel without any fear of governments or terror. But so many paganistic and also heresies are just spreading actively. The three major religions in South Korea is Buddhism and Protestantism and Roman Catholicism. Nowadays, Roman Catholicism is gaining ascendancy, not only because of its good reputation, but also with the backdrop of many scandalous sins of the leaders in the Protestantism in South Korea. And I can say most of the people who are involved in the religions or claim themselves as certain religious people, they are very nominal. professing Christians are not exception. So nominality and the superficiality is just the general character of Korean Protestantism. And 46% claim themselves having no religion. This picture shows, as you visit the suburban area or country area or mountainous area, you can see this village guardian pair for the traditional religion. And also to your left is a picture of mountain god, the shamans. Numerically, shamans are quite limited number, smaller number than other religious group, but their influence is infiltrated deep into people's mindset and hearts. So many, many people, not only uneducated or some people who are living in very rural area, but also highly educated people are no exception visiting them when they need some counsel or they have some important decision ahead of them. For example, finding job or their children's SAT test or husband's election. Whatever they think is important, they visit. Not all, but many people, even professing Christians, secretly visit them to ask this kind of question. To your left, a shaman, the female shaman, is doing her ritual. This is a pig. It's a real pig. So I believe there is some evil power behind it. To do some very impossible thing for general people. In the way they attract people, so let them trust their power. So clients visit their houses or places and do some rituals before ask something, and then they pay money and also ask questions. I believe there is evil power behind it to deceive and attract people, because I heard and saw quite amazing things performed by them. Buddhism is the oldest religion amongst imported religions from overseas to Korea. Nowadays, Buddhist temples are mostly located in the mountainous area, like this picture. But their influence are more like people's mindset and way of living and social values and ethics infiltrated into it. And also their thinking and view about the world to come or life after death is heavily still influential, particularly to older generations. And this is the pictures doing ancestor worship. Upper picture is the picture doing ancestor worship in their traditional Thanksgiving day. They are not Confucianist, but in the society, people regard the ancestor worship as a social virtue of filial piety, not as a religious activity. So they regard as a duty, as a descendants or children to their ancestors. And some people literally believe that as far as they are faithful doing this, they may be blessed by their ancestors like that. And in the individual families' houses, they do the ancestor worship rituals with their deceased ancestors' tablets representing their spirit present while they do the rituals. And my family was also one of them. In a year range, at least ten ancestor worship were held. So it is very common phenomenon, and professing Christians are struggled with this because obviously they hardly try to do that, but Because of that, they are easily be alienated or persecuted verbally, not physically, but verbally. So it is very important matter to face when I go back to Korea. And also this system, so ethical system of the Confucianism is also deeply rooted in the society, in people's mindset and their... There are many good things, particularly respect, show respect to the regime authority. But that easily turn into a mannerism or just outward performance without true respect. So Roman Catholicism is growing so rapidly because of that reason, as I told you. Because when the Korean society was under the military junta, there were many people unjustly indicted and persecuted. So Roman Catholicist priests raised their voice and protest against that. And I appreciate that, but because of that, people still have good impression of that with the backdrop of Christianity regarded as a very selfish, man-centered, Western religion. On the peninsula, Protestant Christianity arrived there 1884. The building, the upper picture shows the church building. It's angled that way, and in the middle of the building there's a post. And behind the post there's a curtain drawn. And behind the curtain there was a pulpit. And on both sides, one side for the female, the other side for the male, because at the time, under the strong influence of Confucianism, the male and female in the same building is taboo, is a shame to any family. Because of that, the missionaries exercise some wisdom this way, rather than forcing them to ignore or just let them be challenged and leave the church building. Because once they were saved and converted, these things were naturally just gone. So it was just a matter of time. So I appreciated the wisdom the missionaries showed for this matter. And also because of the Christianity, the women were highly respected compared to the social environments. The women, female, were disparagingly regarded by the society and even family members, but because of the biblical teaching and also the church practice in the community related to the status of the female, many ladies are attracted to the Christianity and showed great interest, and God used that interest and saved a lot of ladies. So at the outset of Christianity, ladies played a great role, not as a leadership, but as a faithful mom and faithful church members. This is the picture of a church building, people packed for the message. The 1907, there was a Pyongyang revival, we called a biblical revival. It started 1907 and lasted until 1910. It was biblical revival, and there was no Pentecostalism or insanity, according to missionaries' report. And also, according to the report, the whole society was upside down in Pyongyang, particularly nowadays capital city of North Korea, because of this revival. Even all those sinful places like a tavern or other places were closed, not by the government, but they themselves cannot but close because nobody go there. And also I heard that and read that they could hear when they walk through the street the hymn sings from the house by house, and people talk together about the gospel truths and spiritual realities. And people literally gather together to hear the message and also serve others. That was really, really exciting. Whenever I read this book, The Korean Pentecost by Blair and Hunt, they were the missionaries from Western country, particularly America. And it was republished last year by Ben of Truth, only 100 pages. But I read that, it is quite accurate descriptions, the environments at the time, and also so amazingly described what happened there. So I just quoted a portion from the book for your understanding. Please bear my pronunciation. So I read as much as I could. Then began a meeting, the like of which I had never seen before, nor wish to see again, unless in God's sight it is absolutely necessary. Even sin a human being can commit was publicly confessed that night, pale and trembling with emotion in agony and of mind and body. Guilty souls, standing in the white light of their judgment, saw themselves as God saw them. Their sins rose up in all their vileness, till shame and grief and self-loathing took complete possession. Pride was driven out, the face of man forgotten. Looking up to heaven, to Jesus, whom they had betrayed, they smote themselves and cried out with bitter wailing, "Lord, Lord, cast us not away forever." Everything else was forgotten. Nothing else mattered. The scorn of man, the penalty of the law, even death itself, seemed of small consequences if only God forgave. We may have other theories of desirability or undesirability of public confession of sin. I have had mine. But I know now that when the Spirit of God falls upon guilty souls, there will be confession, and no power on earth can stop it. There was the description of exactly at the moment, at the place, this missionary watch it and describing now. This is the mission report by a Methodist Episcopal Church of United States in 1908, so 1 year after. Still, if you read this report, you may see still the revival is going. This is the missionary report to their headquarters in America. The effects following these movements are wholly good. The church raised to a higher spiritual level, almost the entire absence of fanaticism because of previous careful instruction in the Bible. Not one case of insanity, but many thousands clothed in their right mind, scores of men called to the holy ministry, greater congregations searching the word, as many as 2,000 meeting in one place for the study of the Bible, many thousands learning to read and making inquiries, multitudes of them pressing upon the tired missionary and native pastors praying, "Give us to eat." I beseech you, do not listen to any word suggestions of doubt as to the vitality and reality of this. Drunkards, gamblers, thieves, adulterers, murderers, self-righteous Confucianists and dead Buddhists, and thousands of devil worshippers have been made new men in Christ. The old things gone forever. As I read the record, so many of Christians just carry their rice bag when they heard there will be a meeting for the biblical message. And they just carry the rice bag and then move into the town and then stay there for 1 week or 2 weeks to listen to the message without chair, just standing and listening. And it was so focused on the Word of God. There's no kind of so-called praise and worship time. Or that kind of time. It's just focused on the Word of God. Because they really went there to do that. Nothing else. Because to their taste, the Word of God was sweet. Particularly under that situation, tremendously oppressive situation for the most Christians at the time. the Word of God, the message of the gospel, the glory of Jesus Christ, and His love towards the sinners like them were unthinkable and unimaginable. But that was reality for them. So they cannot but gather in their way. And this revival started by a leadership who couldn't bear the pressure from the guilty burden by the Holy Spirit, so he cannot but confess the sin, scandalous sin, unimaginably shameful sin. Nobody imagined this guy might be related to that kind of sin. But God used that confession as the watershed. So the confession by confession, so the meeting just went throughout the night, even to the next day. The missionaries were puzzled, when should we finish this? When could we stop? Because they were afraid of the hindering the work of the Holy Spirit. So this is the picture you can see. This is a leading figure, a native pastor, and most meetings were held in outdoor. So, but they just gathered together to hear the message. And because of this revival, Protestant Christianity is keep growing. Even look at the year of 1905. That it was the year the Japanese imperial regime colonized the Korean Peninsula as their own. And after that, for 35 years until 1945, liberated, a brutal persecution had been done upon particularly Christians, not only Korean people. One occasion I read there was a village, most villagers were genuine Christian, and Japanese army forces were dispatched to decimate the village. So they announced there will be an important meeting in the church building, so every villager should attend, even without baby leaving. So they gather together and they rock into the building, and they rock the door from outside and set the fire. And people try to jump out through the window, and they fired. So all villagers were died. So that was the vivid example how at the time Japanese imperial regime regarded Christianity threat to their ambition. Particularly, they were loyal to their national religion of Shintoism. Christianity is the religion explicitly deny and against the idolatry. And also, the many leadership people in Korean interim governments, there are so many genuine Christians were there as a leader of the society and country. So God worked in that way. So that brutal period, look at the orange bars, this shows how rapidly the Christian people added to the churches. This time, like North Korea at this time, there was no reason for any natural man to pretend to be a Christian, to be persecuted, or ostracized, even killed. But this rapid growth happened only by God's mercy and grace toward His people. Many church historians said that because of God sent the revival for His church to go through these difficult times without being perished. So, but rather than being perished, it grew rapidly. Even it continued until Korean society reached the point of complacency in themselves, which was 1995. Yes, nominal Christianity also at this period imported, but still this growth is phenomenal in the church history. And also there were many genuine Christians. But now there are so many apostate elements in Korean churches, as you may see this picture, totally different. Can you imagine? You remember the couple of minutes ago, there was people gathered outdoor, no building, nothing. But look at this picture. Looked like a gymnasium or some kind of concert hall. This building, particularly recently built by a mega church in Korea, that actually this spot is the most expensive place in Seoul, and they built. And all this kind of contemporary music dominant in the evangelical churches, they call that as worship. And very man-centered and westernized and Americanized. And I hardly imagine that how they claim themselves Christian, but I don't deny they are Christ Church still. But it's very sad situation going. And this picture shows the how heretics, even in the society, are very active to influence to the people. And also, people are divided according to their ideology because of the situation of the political situation of the peninsula rather than because of the doctrine. And also, many heretics use the name Baptist for their church name, because majority mainline in Korea is Presbyterianism. But they know the Baptist has a congregational trace, so they adopt the Baptist name Baptist for their church name. But whenever they made some scandalous sins or trouble in the society, the media report just with the name of Baptist just broadcast, then people have no idea whether it is a heretics or Christianity. So they just regard the Baptist as that kind of weak teaching and very scandalous groups. So I'm praying and considering which is better or wiser when I pick the name of the church in this environment. So I appreciate for your prayers. These faces look familiar, isn't it? Many American false teachers, they are very popular in Korean book market, Christian book market. And also, still, even many of them are invited to hold a kind of revival meeting. So all kinds of Americanized movements and programs and teachings are quickly imported to the evangelical churches in Korea, and many Christian publishers are responding swiftly to earn money to sell their books. So it's very unfortunate situation. And this is a blasphemous picture, but I would like to just let you understand what's going there. This is one of the picture used by a local church for their VBS, so that children can regard Jesus friendly. But this is not just an extreme case. They have lots of animation they use to attract people. And also, biblical Christianity twisted into psychologized Christianity. So doctrines twisted into the psychological theories. And many pastors try to learn the psychology and also have a degree so that they could be regarded as a so-called expertise for the counseling. And this was very popular, but I don't think it is that much, not much, much change happened. It's still going. This is a mass baptisms of 2,000 in the army. The man standing with the half-naked soldiers in white garb, they are chaplains in the army. And this is annual events of mass baptism. They volunteer and they announce these events, and many people, many soldiers volunteer so that this event happened. This is a Baptist version of mass baptism, because they are in the pool. So obviously, they are not sprinkling. They are immersed. And this is a Presbyterian version of mass baptism, 8,000. And don't misunderstand, this is not done by marginal denomination. The main denominations are doing this way. I was in the army service for 2 years, so I know what does it mean. And they never converted. They just attend events and have some snacks and some kind of time. But no change. And so this kind of nominality and superficiality is not just a matter of some heretics or marginal groups. Main denominations are doing this way. So because of that, I hardly see the genuine change in domestic life of church, so-called church members and professing Christians, and also church life. Still, churches are dominant by females for just a practical reason, and also very legalistic, antinomianism, easy believism, so many campaigns and events. So housewives belong to a church, just their time occupied by church activities and program by which they regard as a faithful Christians. But because of that, the domestic life is just messed. And also man-centered worship and ignorance and negligence of Christian faith and teaching. Also polarized by ideologies in a congregation, so many congregations, materialisms. And church is more like becoming an interest group or NGO. Thankfully, society itself is very conservative, so liberal influence is very limited. But to attract people's attention, church keeps changing like a chameleon its identity. Nowadays, church is adopting all kinds of good programs to attract the neighbors. I don't deny the charity ministry, charity work is necessary. But as far as I understand, the priority is upside down. And it's more than that, many cases. Because of that, amongst the three major religions in the society, Protestant Christianity is the least favored religion, least likely. Dongtan is the city name as a target city for my family to go to church, plant a church. Dongtan is located that big bold letter. The Seoul is right above. You may see 30 miles to south by driving. 35 minutes without traffic, but usually heavy traffic there, because it's very close to the capital area, but not as crowded as capital area. So it's newly planned city. It was unknown when I was in Korea. The location is very promising because of the population. The population growth is rapidly changing now. Look at the other graphs. The to your left is the area of Dongtan. To your right is the area of Dongtan, and other three area is neighboring area, still capital area. But look at the graph. It was done. This research was done in 2015. So the gray graph shows the result of 2015, and the orange graph shows the 2016 statistics. So this 1 year range, so the population changed rapidly compared to other neighboring area. And also variation of population is so high, incomparably high, particularly because of the rapid change. And mass influx of the population is still going. particularly the encouraging thing is the household demographic. Young couples are 3 times higher in terms of its percentage amongst the population. And also the birth rate also 3 times higher than neighboring area. So quite young, thriving city and environments. And this city is well planned by the government and also located very ideal place, easy access to the capital area, and but still many spaces compared to the capital area. That's why so many good companies are moving into the suburban area of the city, like Samsung, LG, Volvo, and 3M, and other companies to work with them. So young professionals are keep moving into. Obviously, amongst them, there may be professing Christians to find a new church for their relocation. So that could be used as a gospel opportunity to introduce the Reformed faith. And the city, this to your right, the city itself, population, the government. Think it might be 400,000 might be a proper population according to their plan and the space. But neighboring metro area population would be up to 3 million. So quite enough population as a church planter to reach out. And also many people easily can have access to this area. So quite a promising location. God, by providence, let us know this location. So we discussed and researched it and eventually changed it from previous target city to this city. So we are making, keep making progress to move out to this area. Lord willing, this August 1st. So this is my prayer request, wisdom to our elders to train and guide me, so that I and my family may be properly equipped to be sent, and also more context to be given throughout that area for Bible study, and also as I told you, young parents, we could meet more, and also students. And also, I have been privileged to translate the Reformed literatures from English into Korean for a Christian publisher in Korea. Still I'm doing. So first book was John C. Ryle's Holiness, and other like John Murray's Reform, Redemption Accomplished Applied, and also Herman Bavinck's Reformed Dogmatics, and Willem Averroes's Christian's Reasonable Service. The reason why I'm narrating this is not to boast of myself, but for your understanding. Because this is crucial books for any biblical Christians. So I want, Lord willing, these influences keep growing as time goes. Because normally, if a book is published by my translation, there is the translator's name on the book cover with brief bio. So if I go back to Korea, my bio would be changed. I'm living in Dongtan, doing a church planting work, Reformed Baptist. Then anybody who read the book and impressed by this, or have been thirst and hunger for the Reformed theology, they could easily call to the publisher to get my contact. So in this way, it could be used a very efficient way to have more contact, particularly for the solidly biblical Christians. So. I'm very thankful for this opportunity. Thankfully, deacons and elders allow me to do at least one book at a time, so that this also could be used by God's hands for the evangelism. And also, the knowledge and love for God's glory in Christ through the Bible will be enriched, not only in me and in my wife, and Lord willing, I want to see my children saved as they are young. Please particularly pray for them, because America is their country and church is their world, our Trinity Baptist Church in Montville. So the Korea might be very, very strange to them. And they don't know yet. No, they don't feel yet. But after relocation, maybe they realize they are in a different place. So, but I believe God would help us. So please pray for that. And also multiple God-honoring Reformed churches I want to see in the land and work together with them for the kingdom business to be thriving. So please pray for more biblical churches may be planted. This is my report. Are there any questions? And I will gladly... Yes.
Are there other Reformed churches in Korea?
Yes. They call themselves Reformed, but I hardly agree with them because, yes, their teachings are very Reformed. Many pastors, I learn a lot from them. And also many individuals who enjoy reading the Reformed literatures, and they love them. And even many scholars study in the Reformed seminaries and even get the doctor's degree. But I hardly remember any church could be called Reformed because of the church order and their practices. So intellectually, many Reformed people there, but obviously that's not Reformed at all. So yeah, that's as far as I understand, that's the ongoing situation there. Any other questions? Yes.
Were you raised by your family in a Protestant church there?
Yes, I was raised in my hometown with my mom converted. My mom, by the way, converted by God's grace, so she cannot but say, because as a wife of an eldest son, she had all responsibility to do the ancestor worship. Ten ancestor worship ritual at least in a year. But right after conversion, she cannot but say, no thank you, I cannot do it anymore because I'm a Christian. That was almost like an atomic bomb dropped in my family. So my mom was extremely persecuted, not physically, thankfully, but verbally and relation-wise. And even my grandma left the home. She hated my mom in her sight. So she left, and my uncles and aunts were extremely difficult for my mom. And also my father, in the middle of that, was very troubled, and I was very sad to see my mom. But eventually, God used all those persecution and physical trials, not only recover my mom, but also most of the family members faithfully started attending church. Even my grandma and grandpa, before they died, even several years before they died, they started attending the church. So I fully, fully appreciate the biblical teaching about housewife calmly submit to even unbelieving husbands and God work in a period of time range. And also I myself was extremely sad to see, but nowadays I cannot but be thankful to God. Without that experience, I have no way to even try to understand, even could understand the Christian situation who is living in that kind of difficult family situation. So, yeah, so I'm very thankful. Thank you for asking the question so that I can tell this a little bit. Yeah. Any other questions? Yes. Thankfully, God led me to a very proper church, which was not fully Reformed, but the pastor, at least himself, was studied in the Netherlands Reformed theology and ministered a church, Reformed church. But he came to Korea and planted. But church itself was not reformed because of the denominational influence the church belonged. But under that ministry, I was introduced so many reformed materials, and even his preaching was very reformed. And also, he was a very godly man. So through him, I was introduced to the Puritans and Reformers. So I am extremely thankful for that providence. And then, but I went to the seminary of the denomination I belong to through the church. So after the seminary education, I was so-called licensed pastor. So served couple of local churches, but because of the strict hierarchy, even in the church leadership, there's a senior pastor, then other pastors just like, there's no concept of parity of eldership. And just a senior pastor and other, I don't know how can I call it, junior pastor? Anyway, they have no kind of right to challenge them per se. And I was fired actually in the second church because he was uncomfortable with me, and so I cannot but quit. But I hardly expect to find another church which is different enough for me to serve with biblical truth. So I decided to quit and then study further and come back to Korea and plant a biblical church. But God, amazing way, blessed that plan, and with my church and also even sister churches behind me, praying for me and go together with me, Lord willing, to South Korea. So what a great God. I'm very thankful for this reality. Any other question? Yes.
Has South Korea experienced the same decline in morals that we have here in the U.S.? And what about the character of public education there, and how we could educate your children?
Yes, thank you. Many good questions, so that I can take advantage of explaining all those important facts. By the way, what was the first question? I'm so sorry. All right, thank you. I think it's just a matter of time. Not as drastic and rapid, but quite closely related to the society of America as a political ally, and also culturally very related to each other. And for example, homosexuality. Society is very conservative, as I told you. So in the society overall, homosexuality is disgusted by many people. There was an occasion, you know, the Supreme Court ruling in America about homosexuality. Right after that, two men claimed themselves as couple, filed a lawsuit to legalize their status as a married couple. So obviously that was unprecedented boldness. So media just focused on, and every online portal, their pictures of press conference with their hands together as a couple like that. And that picture really, each portal service. Now I was interested in how people would respond. So I looked down the replies, because most of the comments were done by young generation. Literally, 99% were extremely negative. And they were just disgusted by the picture itself. So I was very surprised and thankful for that. But as you see, the generation gap is big thing. This generation who born into these environments, to them, maybe the homosexuality might be just one of the choice or something natural. Then wholesale change might happen. So yes, I'm scared about that. And also, it's so fast society, how society fastly import everything what happened here in America. It's historically like that. but so far still very conservative, but not because of religious reason. And also education wise, I'm doing homeschooling my children. We are very thankful for that, and obviously it was challenge, and but God really helped us, not only all those materials by, but also by many good examples of homeschoolers in my church. So that was also a very different environment from Korea. Korea is very collective culture, so they cannot think, imagine pulling children out of the public school or a private school to do the homeschooling. But for example, the school system is brutal in Korea for children. It's a vast competitiveness even amongst the peers, because limited job opportunities and also they also Confucianism regard kind of work hard and make their name known in the society is a kind of a family honor. It's a virtue. That kind of influence keep going, and so parents are extremely, extremely devoted to the education of their children. I read the article, 1/3 of their income is spent for the education of children, on top of extremely high housing cost. So most of the family, young couples, both are working. And also, schedule-wise, once they go to school like 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, once they went to go to middle school, high school, they usually come home like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock p.m. If they are high school or before the SAT, just midnight. It's just normal. That's my experience. I went to school in the morning in high school with 3 lunch bags, come back home over midnight every day. And even some teachers forced them to come to the school on Sunday. If any student doesn't comply with that, it's a corporeal punishment. It's brutal. I was at the time, by under the good influence of my seniors, I denied that. Monday, I literally punished it by this 2x4, like a push-up posture and just a full swing. And then whole corridor just echoing the sounds. But it's just not me. My other seniors from my church had the same punishment. So like a harmony, like that. So I was encouraged by them because it's not only me, but together, okay, it's good. At least it's for the church. I jokingly said, but yeah, that's the situation. So I hardly imagine to put my kids in that situation. Thankfully, homeschool is technically illegal still, but it's very lenient. I don't mean that that's why I take advantage of loopholes of law. No, it was the law legislated very early. Like Korea was so poor, so leadership was concerned about the future of the country, because this next generation is not educated. There's no future for the country. So they legislate the law for the parents put their children in the school system by duty. And but it was very old law. Right after the war. So legislatures knows that this law should be updated, but somehow they are neglecting. So also they are neglecting the homeschoolers. Yes?
Could you speak a little bit about your seminary training since you've been here in the United States?
Yes.
And then I've been here about 10 years, so any other ways that God has particularly used to equip you to go back?
Yes, thank you for the question. Obviously, the seminary education was good opportunity and blessed time I have had. in terms of learning as well as fellowship. But after the graduation, 2014, my elders allowed me to join the elders meeting, weekly elders meeting, so I could attend and see how elders are dealing with the matters of the church, ministerial matters, and how they discuss, how they relate to each other, and what's going behind the pulpit and scene. And I think that is the tremendous blessing to me to understand, particularly in the biblical church and biblical leadership. That hardly be obtained, that kind of knowledge and experience, by in the classroom or the textbooks. But without that, now I cannot imagine what if I just jump into the ministry without this kind of examples and influences. So I'm thankful to God delaying me not go to the ministry without this kind of privilege. Yes.
Where you trained here? You just said you trained here until 2014. Where did you graduate from?
Oh, thank you. Puritan Reformed Theological Seminary from 2011 to 2014 in Michigan. You may hear the name Joel Bickey. He is the dean, and other professors like David Murray was one of my Old Testament teacher, a professor. Yeah, that was the school, and I attended there whenever I go there. It was extremely refreshing as a student, and also whenever I went to Grand Rapids for school, I had the privilege to have fellowship with Pastor Martin, Albert Martin. So that also another bonus for my education and encouragement. Yes? My son named Eugene. This June he'll become 9, and my daughter Trini, 5. Daughter, yeah, 2 children we have. Yes.
What's the process to register the denomination? Because South Korea doesn't have Reformed Baptist.
Right. Oh, that's a very technical question. I have to figure out. Obviously, I have no denomination, so I have to figure out after going there, and then what kind of process is available for me to do that. Yeah, that's maybe I could update in the prayer letter to you. Yes.
Then Trinity will be sending you as a missionary to plant church there. So could you tell us, we've never done that, could you tell us kind of what your relationship will be with Trinity when you go?
Yes, thank you. As far as I have watched it next to the elders, how they relate to the missionaries from our church, regular basis, even weekly basis, they sometimes talk each other through Skype and discuss. So it's really effective, and it's a focused way. And also church, by God's grace, will support me fully so that I could focus on the church planting endeavor without being distracted to the vocation to support my family. And also elders regularly visit the mission field so that they themselves look around and also counsel face by face, and also meet the future member of the church attending the group of fellowship. And also sometimes through the prayer meeting session, Skype through the internet, so we can see or we can be seen to our people. And also quite amazing thing is church invite them quite often to some occasion like a pastor's conference or some meaningful session or fellowship so that missionaries may be encouraged and also have a good opportunity to be involved in the fellowship with other sister churches, because through that opportunity they visit also sister churches so that they give presentation to the churches. Yeah, so that's very, very encouraging, and I'm very thankful, because before I leaving to Korea, I have been watching how church has been committed to the mission endeavor. Yeah. Any other question? Okay, then that's all I have. Thank you very much for your patience and keen interest and showing full attention. I really appreciate it.